Like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses. Here on WTBR FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Never turns it down. Or, let's not. It's Wednesday.
It bends.
And you know what that means.
Time for The Talk in AEW.
Possibly.
Well, come on! You can't have you can't have a Wednesday without either. I mean, come on.
Put a ring in the studio.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, that'd be horrible.
Put a ring in the studio and have some wrestling going on here.
No, that'd be horrible.
So, are we enjoying the third wettest July on record?
Well, aren't you just a little peach today?
He knew I was going to bring that up.
Why? Why did you have to bring it up?
Because it's there, and if it's there, we have to bring it up.
No, we only have a 10% for today.
As compared to the 95% we had on Monday.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, considering, what are we going to do? You know.
All right, so.
How about not have any rain?
How about not have any rain? So, our topic today.
Topic today is one that I kind of came up with.
It's a hodgepodge of stuff.
Yeah, kind of like that.
How to go ahead and have a train trip and no train?
Yeah, poor Melanie was supposed to come out on Sunday and they shut the tracks down.
Yeah.
From Schenectady all the way to Niagara Falls, so they had to cancel her train trip out here. So Melanie, if you're listening, you'll be here soon, probably.
You'll be here soon.
Yeah, she.
And she'll be sitting in the studio.
Maybe probably next week.
And she'll be sitting in the studio.
It depends.
So
good thing about it is they are giving a poor girl her refund back.
So
which I'm glad they are.
So we're doing urban legends.
Yes.
Okay, here's a couple of them. Let's start off. Teen Wolf.
Yes.
The urban legend about the guy that put out his junk in the bleachers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that turned out to be true if you watched the movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
It wasn't an urban legend. That was one that was based on truth.
And Poltergeist, where the urban legend was that Heather O'Rourke died from from filming the movie.
Oh yeah, the movie is just cursed.
When she actually died,
those whole movies were cursed.
It was an
intestinal blockage.
Intestinal thingy.
It was an intestinal blockage. It was septicemia brought on by an intestinal blockage after having her appendix taken out. What? What? I'm just a well of useless knowledge. What?
The oldest one, the oldest girl, she was abused by her ex and he attacked her.
Yeah.
Killed her.
Yeah.
But that's not an urban legend. It just curses to come out of the movie.
She was also in the movie.
She was also in the movie. It was a curse.
We're not talking about curses.
The whole entire... No,
the
we're just saying...
Entire the whole entire thing.
We're saying the urban legend is the whole entire movie is cursed.
Exactly. That's the idea of it.
Oh, we have to talk about the elephant in the room.
Elephant in the room.
was last week we read that in Salem.
Oh, yes.
They have the world's largest Ouija board.
Yes.
Okay.
Ouija-zilla.
Ouija-zilla sitting in the commons in Salem. It took, what, 15 semi-trucks from New Jersey to bring this thing in.
Nine altogether.
The planchette itself weighs 400 pounds.
And it's a working, able-bodied.
Yeah, but who's going to...
Ouija board.
Right, well, who's...
You need four people in order to move the planchette. Because of how big it is.
I wouldn't touch that thing. Support structures are made of solid oak. I wouldn't even consider touching any of them.
Take a camera and do a show from freaking Salem one of these days.
Yes, this is in the Salem Commons. And this thing
got
is...
Got enough sage?
Yeah,
I got plenty of sage at the house. I got the sage sticks. We'll bring the sage with us.
Oh, it's
we'll
messed
smudge
up.
The house.
And what's messed up is this thing is waterproofed to withstand the elements of New England.
I got sage smudge sticks. I got healing crystals.
I'm so happy for you.
I'm all set.
We're good.
We haven't used this.
Feeling my father's been visiting.
No, really.
Well, we can smudge the house and that'll take care of that problem real quick. Like,
he took the bread and dropped the bread down.
No, that bread wasn't dropped. It was tossed.
Hey, look, how many times has he done it? He does
In his defense,
I put it in front of
the microwave. Two people that hate each other the most
in the same house.
In the same house, in the same room.
Yeah, well, she's not anywhere near him.
But in the same room, in the same house.
Yeah, he's probably
uptight
over it.
Think about this. This is why I have smudge sticks at the house.
Yeah, 10 to 1, he's probably upset
over
it.
One of these days, I'm going to have to smudge the house.
Well, they did ask if I wanted any, and, you know.
That's true. But yeah,
they did ask if I wanted the old hag's ashes. Sorry.
That's not nice.
Yeah, I do love her, but that was a nickname that I did give her.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So, you got
the old witch. I called her old hag.
We changed the subject quickly. You got some urban legends there.
Yeah, I got some cheat sheets. One urban legend is that the Salem Witch Trials was just about women. That they were just women.
In the realm of smudge sticks and smudging the house, now she segued us into the Salem Witch Trials.
Well, it was all speculation and everybody always thought it was just women. They were brought up on trial? No, they were men. Even if they were just apothecaries, just the pharmacists. They're brought up on it because putting different stuff together in a vial was considered witchcraft.
Well, they should see what I do on a daily basis at my house.
Yep. You would have been one of those.
You would have been stoned.
You got bit by mosquitoes yesterday, and I made you some mosquito bite stuff, and all her mosquito bites are gone.
Yes.
I'd be hung as a witch.
Unfortunately, you would, yes.
Good thing I live in Salem.
Yeah, seriously.
Away from Salem, but...
Yeah. It was a dark chapter, of course, in history, where over 200 were accused of practicing witchcraft, which is believed to be the devil's magic.
Anything like
resulting
devil's
in
lettuce?
The execution of 20 people.
Devil's magic, anything like the devil's lettuce?
Actually, yeah. There is a lot of people that were using marijuana, the hemp from the marijuana and the oils and everything.
Didn't you watch all this devil witch stuff?
Yeah.
Didn't Zach go to Salem or something you were talking about yesterday?
Yes, he did.
Hold that thought. We'll get back to you in a minute.
They also went to another place that I have information.
Do your first one about Salem, and then we'll segue over to
Oh, this is about
there's two places.
In general.
There's two places here that the boys had gone to.
I got it right here.
You got it right there.
And she's got it.
Yep, which would be...
She'd keep it over there. I don't want it on this side of the board.
You're funny today. Which would
put
go...
I'm sorry, but I'm sorry, Nip. Mike. When I watched them, I watched them, and I listened to a lot of the legends.
Okay, let's get to the two places that Zach...
Well, one of them I have the information on.
Okay, so do the one that you have, and then you do the one that you have.
Yeah, which is the Bloody Pit. Otherwise known as the Hoosac Tunnel in western Massachusetts, where approximately 200 men died. Death was associated with the tunnel, hence why it got the nickname the Bloody Pit. As a particularly gruesome explosion in either 1867 or 1868, 13 miners were trapped inside the tunnel. The other workers assumed that the miners had died, but it eventually had been discovered that the miners had lived, built a raft to combat flooding, and then eventually died due to the poisonous gas inhalation. It said that 13 miners haunted the tunnel for years, moaning and briefly appearing as ghosts in the Bloody Pit.
And where's the Bloody Pit?
Bloody Pit is in Hoosac Tunnel, which is about 15, 20 miles outside of Adams, Mass.
Ooh. Okay. So let's segue over.
She's getting her information.
She's getting her information over there. She's deep in thoughts.
Are you talking about the manor?
Yes.
In North Adams?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the other one where he went to. It was a show where he went to, where they decided to go to North Adams, Mass.
We're doing this, what we're going to do for our Halloween show.
Hey, there's a few things. I got some more stuff to use.
All right. Well, she'll let us know when she's ready, so you move on to... For the people on the radio, she's actually looking through her phone to find her notes that she's been working on for a week.
Yeah. There was also another... Well, she got something.
She's showing it to me like I can read across the,
across
the studio here. Put the plexiglass back in. Why don't you read it? It's your thing.
And the Hawking...
She can't read either.
Haunted Mansion in North Adams, Massachusetts. That's where they decided to go.
Yes.
Instead of her cameras and all kinds of stuff.
Your lungs are light.
Usually
when we talk about this stuff here, our lights start to flicker in
the
studio.
I know.
So
yeah.
Hopefully we can get through today without the lights flickering.
Hopefully. There's also another one, but it's not about here. It's about another one, and it's a commonly talked about one, which is called the Leaping Lawyer. There was a lawyer that went ahead and used to go to the buildings that his firm went ahead and that he would represent, his firm would represent the construction. Go ahead and made it a hobby out of going ahead and telling the client, oh, these windows will not go ahead and fall out, they will not break, they will not go ahead and shatter, anything like that. So one time he decides to go ahead, run full speed into the window to prove that they won't go ahead and break. Well, joke on him, it didn't break. It slipped out of the frame and he went in and he managed to plummet to his death with the glass in his hand.
Uh-huh. Where was this?
It's not fake. Come to find out, it was in Toronto.
There is...
I'm, On July 9th.
I could say something, but I'll be nice.
On July 9th.
Blame Canada.
Yeah, seriously. On July 9th, 1993, he made his signature tackle to the window to impress the visiting office guys. Go ahead. The pain went ahead and slipped and sent him plummeting to his death. In the irony, one of his partners went in and called him the best and brightest of the firm.
Yep.
I wouldn't call that bright. I'd call that stupid.
Dead serious. I'm not.
So did you find your
kidding.
Information?
I know a lot of it just because I watched it.
Now give us the cliff notes.
The cliff notes is that it was a mansion that was built in North Adams. He was a wealthy man, very large, entire
We all heard that on the air.
Sorry, guys.
That was sort of
Turn
interesting.
Turn off your cell phones and we go on the air.
Sorry, it was one of the news alerts that comes off, and when it does, it chimes through my whole entire phone. Earbuds and
news,
everything.
News
and
alerts.
Yeah, it kind of hurts a little bit. But as much as it can be, it is truly haunted. And yes, it is one of the most places to go to for Halloween's tours. And it's pretty interesting. It really, truly was. It gave the boys a heck of a display as it was going through during the time. They were pretty shivered off of their shoes.
Shivered off their shoes. There's a
well,
new one for
actually,
us.
Zach was touched more times than you can just imagine, and no personal things for Zach Bagan, but he was a bit of a weenie when it comes to, he has more or less of a way to attract them. They're attracted to his emotions a lot, and they seem to play with his emotions a lot.
That's why they normally tell empaths never go ghost hunting.
Yeah.
Because you will be the target for them to
go. Well, they
to.
Play with him, and they have a habit, and no, he does not take it with him. And that's his buddy goes when he goes in there. Because when Zach goes in, Billy goes in with him, Jay goes in with him.
Yeah, and so does Aaron. And
Aaron plays with him. Aaron tries to ignore them as much as possible, but Aaron has a very, very soft way about him.
You know, tell him, leave me alone.
He has a very open mind, so when they do, they attach them to Aaron. And he has to constantly tell them, please don't. And Jay and Billy will go ahead and do a blessing prayer after they're done so they can completely, and yes, they take the stage with them, completely do them, turn around and wear the crystals and everything.
Are you kidding?
And ask them to go ahead and do not follow them home and do not come with them.
Are you kidding?
It's very, very, very interesting sometimes to watch. When I went to
Prevalia,
yes.
Island, they were given holy water.
Yeah,
they were giving blessed anointed oil.
The mass,
and they're also given lavender oil, rosemary, and sage.
And they were given the mass.
And they were told, take it, use it. Whatever you do, don't come back with anything. Yep. And they were told this in Italian.
Yeah.
By a cardinal. Do not bring anything back with them.
Yep. And to treat them with respect. We
do not
utter the word
them.
treat them with respect.
So, wait, do they actually have those masks on, like,
yes,
back in the day?
Yes, he had a doctor mask.
I swear to God, when you go home later, look at the episode.
Yeah.
You'll find it in my episode track of...
You can actually see Zach wearing the doctor mask.
Yes, he's actually wearing the mask.
This is where?
Yes, he wore it. Yes.
This was where?
Prevalia Island.
Which is...
Oh, my God.
Italy.
What? It's not like I know every part of Italy in the...
Right off the coast of Italy, man.
Wow, you need to be spanked.
Do you know every inch? Do you know every inch of Ireland?
For the most part, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of it.
You know anything past the Blarney Stone?
Dublin.
Which is where the Blarney Stone is. No, it is.
Yeah.
Dublin.
Yeah.
I've never been to Italy. You know,
I know where Sicily is.
I know where the Vatican is, which is outside of Rome.
Okay.
I know where Venice is.
Okay, weird.
Yeah, California.
Weird question. Have you ever had any urban legends growing up when you guys were little?
Yeah.
What are a few of them?
Not really.
Okay.
There's only one place you were told never to go, and good luck going there. Amityville, New York.
Well,
that's not an urban legend. That's a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really. I don't think there's really any urban legends we had growing up.
Was there any haunted?
Oh, there's a lot of haunted places. I mean, there's places. You know, if you're talking about Italy, there's places outside. You know, inside the Vatican that are haunted.
Oh.
What?
I meant when you were little, did you ever go anywhere like that? Did you go on vacation anywhere like that?
Yeah, we always like to take vacation in haunted places. We were
we lived in one.
Yeah, we lived in one. Wasn't that bad enough? No. There's a lot of haunted places if you go to Southern California.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. You
the
know,
Hollywood
when
sign.
When you went traveling and stuff.
Yeah, the Hollywood sign because some actresses that figured out that they weren't Marilyn Monroe dived off the Hollywood sign. Roosevelt Hotel.
Yeah. During the course of the...
Was it the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood?
There are...
The Roosevelt, the Cecil...
The one in Hollywood.
Yeah, the Cecil.
The Roosevelt where apparently Marilyn Monroe walks and... the magician there.
Harry Houdini
walks the halls.
It doesn't always have to be, you know, the big fancy one that everyone remembers. The Cecil Hotel. Which has been...
Which is closed now, by the way. Oh,
right.
Really? No,
that is closed.
That's closed
then
along
there
with the
was
one
another
the
one. And the boys have been to... three of the hotels that have, and
the
also
the theater,
to the old theater. Yes.
The theater.
Yes, they closed that.
Been closed since, I think, 2001 or something.
Yeah, just since 2008, actually.
Because they had a lot of murders.
A lot of people getting in there and killing people.
Well, while it was open.
Yeah,
while it was open, they said there was...
Matter of fact, I watched that the very last time and asked you about it.
Yeah, there was a lot of stories at the time. I forgot the name of that theater, but...
I forgot it, too. What, the one on Fifth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll come to me once I go off the air. But, a lot of nasty things that we won't discuss, and a lot of things we can't discuss in that theater. That
very, very violent.
That happened, especially when the homeless.
Let's just put it this way: if you can think about it, folks, That's what happened. That's what happened there.
I mean, it was a very violent, disturbing place. And they'd be open all night. You know, you could go in there and catch a movie for like $2.
Yes.
And you just hang out in there all night. So a lot of...
A lot of shady stuff happened there.
Yeah, a lot of the homeless. And they said a lot of the not so...
They actually have in Hollywood. Yeah. They have the Hollywood Haunted Tours.
Yeah.
And they'll take you like up to the Hollywood sign where, like I said, a lot of people dive to their death off the 26-foot letters of the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, that's right. There's a fence up there now.
End up deep into, well, the fence doesn't mean anything. End up deep into, deep into Mount Lee. You know how many holes are in that fence? Roosevelt Hotel. Hollywood Boulevard.
Sharon Tate's place.
Sharon, the place. Yeah, what's
the house? Also, they investigated the house that Sharon Tate had died in.
The Manson murders.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't really Sharon Tate's place, by the way. That was owned by the Beach Boys.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it was Brian Wilson's house.
Well, actually,
oh, that was the connection. Okay.
Well, actually, they were there, and then it was sold, and now it belongs to...
Right, but at the time of the Sharon Tate murders, unless I'm really horribly off my mark...
No, you are.
It was owned by Brian Wilson.
Yeah, it was.
From the Beach Boys.
Yeah, because he was asked, did he know anything about it? He's like, no, I don't.
Did he have any intentions?
Did he have any involvement in the whole Charles Manson thing?
The whole Charles Manson thing is another show in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
There was some crazy stuff.
Not to bring Zach into it, but he has memorabilia in his museum that belonged to Charles Manson.
Yeah, the Haunted Museum.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah, he has the whole entire haunted museum.
So if you ever get a chance, I can do this real quick because we're almost out of time. If you ever get a chance to go to Hollywood and go to Universal Studios around Halloween, they used to do this. They might still do this. They hold a lottery for Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood. And the winner of that lottery gets to spend the night in the Bates Motel. On the back lot of Universal Studios.
Yeah, I think they
said. Room number one is a fully working room. Water, electricity, the whole nine yards. You can do more of that next week.
God bless them. You know, God bless whoever is.
I believe they still do.
Nah.
I won the lottery once.
Yeah.
It's very, very creepy. Because they light up the house itself. So you've got the lights in the house all night.
Yeah.
And then all you got, because all the other lights there are turned off, except the lights for the Bates Motel.
And the Bates sign.
Well, yeah. And having, you know, Domino's come in and deliver pizza or whatever the case may be, because you have to eat while you're there. But it's really, really creepy to spend the night.
Not sponsored.
There's not sponsored. I mean, We're joking. You can get whatever the heck you wanted. Well, no, you can't. They only allow certain fast food joints or certain places.
No, I mean the ones that they allow, you can get whatever.
Yeah, you can get whatever. I think Domino's, Papa John's.
Stuff like that.
Other local stuff.
Pizza Hut, if you're into pizza.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you got your... Local Chinese places and stuff to deliver will pop into there. So
whatever they feel that is accessible.
Yes. All right, we gotta fly.
So yeah. Have a good one.
We'll continue this next week.
Oh, and maybe with luck, he'll go ahead and let me do one and let you really give you some information about Zach Bagans' haunted museum.
Take care, guys.